With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House has passed the National Defense Authorization Act and sent it to President Biden. Bob Agnew reports.
The House made quick work of passing the bill after it got through the Senate late Wednesday following rigorous debate over a number of amendments. The 310 to 118 vote came over the objections of some conservative House members. They opposed the extension of the government's FISA surveillance powers, as well as abortion and some woke gender policies in the military. The $866 billion bill includes a pay hike for the troops and money to deter China and help Ukraine in its war against Russia. Bob Agnew reporting.
Few Americans are excited about a potential rematch of the 2020 election. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a new poll.
About half of Democrats who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research said they would be very or somewhat satisfied if President Joe Biden became the party's 2024 nominee. Two-thirds of Republicans polled said they would be satisfied with former President Donald Trump as the Republican nominee. But among all the adults surveyed, 56% said they'd be very or somewhat dissatisfied with Biden as the Democratic presidential nominee, and 58% said they'd be very or somewhat dissatisfied with Trump as the GOP nominee. Donna Warder, Washington.
Emboldened by battlefield gains and flagging Western support for Ukraine, a relaxed and confident President Vladimir Putin says there'll be no peace until Moscow achieves its goals, which he says are unchanged after nearly 2 years of fighting. He spoke Thursday at a year-end news conference. On Wall Street, another good day as the Dow is up by 158 points. The Nasdaq rose 27. The S&P 500 advanced 12. This is SRN News. Dr. Robert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the recent congressional testimony by the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT should send a message to all Americans.
The moral confusion, secularization, radicalization, the ideological corruption of American higher education has never been more evident. Those three women failed a basic moral test. And let's face it, they failed it publicly and catastrophically. Indeed, they steadfastly resisted making any categorical statement against calls for the mass murder of the Jewish people.
And Christians should be paying special attention.
This tells us a great deal about the rot of America's higher education. It also underlines the incongruity of how so many Christian parents and students think it would be a great achievement to get into those universities.
Several studies indicate that Christian kids who go off to secular colleges are likely to fall away from their faith. Dr. Mohler made his comments to townhall.com. This is SRN News. There's a new study that finds a higher death rate in those that fear serious illness. We hear more on the survey in this report from correspondent Ed Donahue.
Illness anxiety disorder, hypochondriasis, is a rare condition. A large study out of Sweden says people with this condition tend to die earlier than those who are not as vigilant about their health. They're unable to shake their fears despite normal physical exams and lab tests. Some may change doctors repeatedly. Others may avoid medical care. Treatment can involve cognitive behavioral therapy, relaxation techniques, education, and sometimes antidepressant medication. The researchers found people with the diagnosis have an increased risk of death from both natural and unnatural causes, including circulatory and respiratory diseases and suicide. Chronic stress is a contributing factor. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.